Lesson 43, A Chosen Generation. 1 and 2 Peter and Jude. Purpose: to help class members live in holiness and be a chosen generation. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 through 10. Peter teaches that we must have faith and live in holiness. He teaches that the saints are a chosen generation, called to show forth the praises of the Savior. B. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 19 through 24. 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 13 through 17 and chapter 4 verses 12 through 19. Peter teaches that we must follow the Savior's example in enduring trials and persecution. C. 2 Peter chapter 1. Peter exhorts us to partake of the divine nature and seek diligently to make our calling and election sure. D. 2 Peter chapters 2 through 3 and Jude. Peter and Jude warn against false teachers and those who deny the second coming. They exhort the followers of Christ to remain faithful. 2. Additional reading. 1 John chapter 3 verses 2 through 3. 3 Nephi chapter 12 verse 48. Doctrine and Covenants section 122 verses 7 through 8. 3. Suggestion for teaching. Study each lesson well enough that you can teach it without looking too frequently at the manual. Knowing your material allows you to make eye contact with class members as you teach. Maintaining eye contact improves class members' participation and behavior and helps you communicate your love and concern for them. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Share the following story told by Bishop Vaughn J. Featherstone. Many years ago, I heard the story of the son of King Louis XVI of France. King Louis had been taken from his throne and imprisoned. His young son, the prince, was taken by those who dethroned the king. They thought that inasmuch as the king's son was heir to the throne, if they could destroy him morally, he would never realize the great and grand destiny that life had bestowed upon him. They took him to a community far away, and there they exposed the lad to every filthy and vile thing that life could offer. For over 6 months he had this treatment, but not once did the young lad buckle under pressure. Finally, after intensive temptation, they questioned him. Why had he not submitted himself to these things? Why had he not partaken? These things would provide pleasure, satisfy his lusts, and were desirable. They were all his. The boy said, I cannot do what you ask, for I was born to be a king. The King's Son, New Era, November 1975, page 35. Bishop Featherstone commented, Our Father is a king, and just as the King's Son was exposed to every vile and perverted thing in this life, so you will be exposed to much of the filth and degradation of our generation. But you are also born to be kings and queens, priests and priestesses. New Era, November 1975, page 35. As spirit children of our Heavenly Father, what is our potential? How should the knowledge of our divine potential influence the way we live? Emphasize that as children of our Father in Heaven, we can become like Him and inherit all that He has. The epistles of Peter and Jude offer valuable teachings to help us live worthily as children of God. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how these scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Live in faith and holiness as a chosen generation. Discuss 1 Peter chapter 1 and chapter 2 verses 1 through 10. Invite class members to read selected verses. What did Peter teach in chapter 1 about the mission of Jesus Christ? See 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 through 4 and verses 18 through 21. How should knowing of the Savior's mission and sacrifice affect our daily actions? See 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, verses 13 through 16, verses 22 through 23, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. You may want to list class members' responses on the chalkboard. Why is faith much more precious than gold, as Peter stated? See 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, 1 Nephi chapter 7, verse 12. What do you think it means to have our faith tried with fire? What is the ultimate purpose of our faith? See 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 9. Peter taught that the prophets who testify of Jesus Christ have inquired and searched diligently. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, see also verse 11. How can diligent prayer and scripture study strengthen our testimonies of the Savior? Who is the chosen generation that Peter spoke of? See 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, and the quotation below. What is our responsibility as a chosen generation? See 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. How can we fulfill this responsibility? See Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Elder Bruce R. McConkie defined a chosen generation as not those living in a particular period of age, but the house of Israel both anciently, in the meridian of time, and now in these latter days. It includes faithful members of the church who have taken upon themselves the name of Christ and been adopted into His family. Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 3, page 294. 2. Follow the Savior's example in enduring trials and persecution. Read and discuss 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 24, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, and 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. Peter wrote that Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. What can we do to follow the Savior's example in responding to trials and persecution? See 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. What examples have you seen of people who are Christ-like in enduring trials? How are we blessed as we follow the Savior's example in responding to trials? When have you or someone you know been persecuted for doing the Lord's will? How did Peter counsel us to respond in such circumstances? See 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, and chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. You may want to list class members' responses on the chalkboard. In what ways do trials give us an opportunity to draw closer to the Lord and to glorify Him? 3. Partake of the divine nature and strive to make your calling and election sure. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Peter chapter 1. Which attributes did Peter describe as part of divine nature? See 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 through 7. List the attributes on the chalkboard. Why is it important that we develop these qualities? See 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. How have you seen these attributes demonstrated by others? Peter exhorted the saints to give diligence to make your calling and election sure. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. What does it mean to make your calling and election sure? To receive from the Lord the assurance or promise of exaltation in the celestial kingdom. A person whose calling and election is made sure knows that he or she is sealed up unto eternal life by revelation and the spirit of prophecy. Doctrine and Covenants, section 131, verse 5. Joseph Smith received this promise from the Lord as recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 49. What must we do to have our calling and election made sure? The prophet Joseph Smith taught, after a person has faith in Christ, repents of his sins, and is baptized for the remission of his sins, and receives the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands, then let him continue to humble himself before God, hungering and thirsting after righteousness, and living by every word of God, and the Lord will soon say unto him, Son, thou shalt be exalted. When the Lord has thoroughly proved him, and finds that the man is determined to serve him at all hazards, then the man will find his calling and his election made sure. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 150. 4. Resist false teachers and those who deny the second coming. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Peter, chapters 2 through 3, and Jude. Explain that Jude was a son of Joseph and Mary and a brother of Jesus. Peter and Jude warned that there would be false teachers among the members of the church. What did they say were some characteristics of false teachers? See 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, verse 10, and verses 12 through 19. Jude chapter 1, verse 4, 8, verses 10 through 13, verse 16, and verses 18 through 19. How can we recognize false teachers today? What counsel did Peter and Jude give that can help us avoid false teachings and remain faithful as we prepare for the second coming? See 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 through 14, and verses 17 through 18. Jude chapter 1, verse 3, and verses 20 through 21. See also Moroni chapter 7, verses 12 through 17. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 57, and section 46, verses 7 through 8. Conclusion. Testify of the truths you have discussed. Encourage class members to follow the teachings of Peter and Jude as they strive to live in faith and holiness. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Additional discussion of 1 Peter. In 1 Peter chapter 1, what contrast did Peter make between what is corruptible or perishable and what is incorruptible or everlasting? See 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, verse 7, verses 18 through 19, and verses 23 through 25. List class members' responses on the chalkboard under two headings, corruptible or perishable, and incorruptible or everlasting. What can we learn from these contrasts? Peter taught that Jesus was foreordained before the foundation of the world to be the Savior. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. See also Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. Why is this truth important? What do scriptures revealed in the latter days add to our understanding of the Savior's foreordination? See Moses chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, and Abraham chapter 3, verses 27 through 28. What counsel did Peter give about the laws of the land? See 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. What counsel has the Lord revealed in the latter days about the laws of the land? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 21 through 22, section 98, verses 4 through 10, and section 134, verse 5, also the 12th article of faith. What did Peter teach about the work of preaching the gospel to the dead? See 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 20, and chapter 4, verse 6. When did Jesus go to the spirit world to organize the preaching of the gospel among the dead? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 27. Why did he do this? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 29 through 37. What does the Savior's ministry in the spirit world reveal about God's work? Answers could include that because of God's perfect justice and mercy, all people who have lived on earth will have an opportunity to accept the gospel and enjoy its full blessings. What counsel did Peter give church leaders in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4? How can church leaders feed the flock of God? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 through 15, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 12 through 14. How have you been blessed by church leaders who have followed this counsel? 2. No scripture is of any private interpretation. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. Read 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. What did Peter teach in these verses about the source of the scriptures? What did Peter teach about interpreting the scriptures? How can we ensure that we interpret scriptures correctly? Answers may include by seeking out the inspired interpretation of church leaders and by seeking the guidance of the Holy Ghost. How have the teachings of church leaders or the guidance of the Spirit helped you understand a particular scripture? End of Lesson 43, A Chosen Generation.